Quiet, please. Play.
William Hill brings you expert previews and live in-play betting analysis every day of Wimbledon 2050. InPlayRadio.co.uk. Your eyes on a world of betting.
Gabi Muguruza, the Spaniard, up against Agnieszka Radwańska, the pole 13th seed against the 20th seed. A lot of people have been talking about Radwańska kind of coming back to form. She's even money to win here. Muguruza is the favourite here at 4-5 though. We've got all the set betting, of course, as usual, and we'll go through that very soon. The head-to-heads, it's 2-2, all on hard court. The last two have been won by the Spaniard, the previous two won by the pole. So it's pretty even, this, isn't it? And the betting's very even as well.
Yeah, I mean, I've got to say, I was a little surprised when I looked at the odds, actually, Lee, because I just think Radwańska is going to shade this one, and I think that the value probably is in her today. I mean, I can only assume that the odds, probably looking at it, have either gone on two things. One, they've gone on the fact that Radwańska's record against the big hitters isn't particularly good, and they've also gone on the last two meetings. Now, for my money, Radwańska is in a much better place than she was when these two met earlier in the year. She's had a terrible kind of post-Australian Open slump, Radwańska. She really has. It's been the toughest 6 months of her career. But I think if you look in the last month, she was able to get on the grass early. She played Nottingham. She played very well in Eastbourne. And she's got a fantastic record here at Wimbledon. So I personally think the odds, from the perspective of betting, I think they may have just got this one the wrong way around. I think it's tight, don't get me wrong. I don't think there's a lot in it. But I think at even money, I think Radwańska represents a bit of value. I really do. I think experience-wise, I think she's got a lot more time on the grass over the years. I think she knows how to play on this surface. She certainly enjoys playing on this surface. And I think it also a major semi-final. You have to look at the major semi-finals. This is the third time out of the last 4 years that she's been in this position in the semi-final. This is Muguruza's first time playing in a major semi-final. And not just that, this is only her 11th major championship. Now, I appreciate there have been players who have been able to burst through very early. But I just think Radwańska overall ticks a few more boxes in this one.
Yeah, interesting. If anyone wanted more value, we'd be looking at, in terms of sets, would you be looking at straights or in three? Or?
Yeah, I mean, again, I think you've got to look at the matchup here. It's obviously going to be the big hitting of Muguruza. Is she going to be able to push Radwańska around the court and bully her, if you like, on enough occasions to hurt the pole? Now, it was a very similar matchup for Radwańska against Madison Keys. Same situation, same player, big hitter, big serve. A tall girl who's able to lean on the ball, take it early. And Radwańska was able to keep her unforced errors down. If you go through her unforced errors count in the last four or five matches, she has been so tight in that regard. I think it's about six unforced errors she's making on average for the past three rounds. So she's not giving anything away. So therefore, a player's having to earn it. So I think if Muguruza is to win this match, she's going to have to hit winners. She's not going to be given to her. And I just think on a very big stage like a semi-final today, I think Radwańska's been there and done it before. And I think she's back to her good form. She's got her mojo back, I feel. And I think from a betting perspective, I'd be looking at her. Two or three is tough to say. I probably would lean maybe with two close sets today. I think Radwańska's certainly on the up. And I think she might just have a bit too much game for Muguruza in a high-pressure environment.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.